Welcome to the Eat, Slay, Live podcast.
And we are the Loxicutioners. We'll be eating lightning and talking thunder and power bombing you right in the ear holes today. Welcome to the Daily Grow with myself, Todd Lox, the People's Champ. Happy freaking Wednesday, hump day, the Humpty Dance. Here's your chance. Today, we're doing a Thunderdomian spotlight on here, a Pride Fitness Thunderdomian spotlight. That is when I bring somebody in from Pride Fitness and we kind of talk about their story, what they like about the place. Basically, it's just an unpaid ad for Pride. Now, this guy, I've known this guy for a long time. I call him the Granite City Living Legend. He's going to talk to us a little bit about his time here at Pride Fitness, and he's got he's been semi-private about a subject. We're going to kind of bring that up just because I think it would be very inspirational to people, because it is to me. So let me bring him on, the Granite City Living Legend, Al Chewer. What's up, bud?
Oh, what's up, Toster?
It's great to see you, brother. You know, we do go back a long time. We go back before Pride. We worked together a little bit at the Simmons firm.
07.
Wow. We really
did the ropes at Simmons firm for about 8 months.
Me showing somebody the ropes.
Yeah, right.
Scary.
Right. It does sound funny.
And so let's get a little bit of information. So you're retired now, right, Al?
I am retired from the Illinois Department of Transportation. I retired two years ago last November.
I feel like you retired multiple times in your life, but I could be wrong. From different things.
Well, I was in the insurance business for about 22 years. I was a manager for several different companies. Then I got my scruples and moved.
That's a whole different subject. So I call you the Granite City Living Legend. So you're born and raised in Granite?
Born and raised in Granite City with six brothers and sisters. Didn't stray too far from GC by moving up here to God's country in Hamel, but born and raised in Granite City, and that's where my roots are, and that's where they'll always be. You can always take the boy out of Granite, but you can't take Granite out of the boy, right?
Well, speaking of that, so being from Granite City, how many people in your lifetime have you stabbed, you think?
Have I stabbed?
Yeah, stabbed, shanked, including, you know.
Including myself?
You know, right?
Yeah, right?
Just a little Granite City humor. Don't come at me. So I remember the first time you came to the old location at the old, you never came to the yard, but you came to the old location at Pride Fitness Thunderdome 1.0. So do you remember what year that was?
I believe, man, Todd, I've been racking my brain. I believe it was the summer of 2013.
Okay. That sounds about right.
My soon-to-be bride, actually, she wasn't soon-to-be. It was 2013. We weren't married until 17. But she and some of her fellow workers were attending your circuit at the old Thunderdome, and she'd been talking to me about working out. I always worked out a lot. Geez, Louise. I always worked out a lot at Leisure Worlds and such. And she got me to go. Of course, the funny story was that I didn't know you were the trainer, and she didn't know that I knew you.
Boy, that
that was funny, because we were standing in line and we got up to the front of the line to sign in, you know, how we used to.
Yeah.
And I looked at you and I said, oh, no, it's not you. And you looked at me and said, oh, no, it's not you. And Diane actually thought we were going to start a fight.
Once again, Al, just showing you the ropes, you know?
Right? And she's like, oh, my God, I thought you guys were going to fight or something. I'm like, oh, hell no. I've known Todd since 07, and got into it there, and fell in love with the workout. I wrestled when I was in high school at Granite City South, Mm-hmm. And I tell just about everybody, Schmitty was a tough coach, and it was always a tough workout, but nowhere near the kind of workout I get at that circuit. Nowhere near that kind of workout.
In Granite City has always been, they've been well known for their wrestling, especially back in those days.
Yeah, we were an old friend of ours who always came to the practices, always used to tell us that when you were from Granite City and you walked on the mat, you already had a 2-point advantage. And most of the time that was right.
Yeah. What weight did you wrestle in high school, Al?
Well, my freshman year, I wrestled 86. And my sophomore and junior years, I wrestled 98. And my senior year, I wrestled 112 and 119.
Oh. Senior year, 119, huh?
Yeah, I made it all the way up to 119, almost with the big boys. But the funny thing is the guys that I would work out with after the formal wrestling practice, the guys I would work out with, one was a heavyweight, Mark Negrich, and another was a 165-pounder, Kevin Wilson, who used to like throwing me around the mat because it would allow them to lose some weight. And I enjoyed it because I was always tested by their strength over me. And I developed a lot of strength working with those big boys. And I think that's one of the things that helped me a lot with my strength when I was wrestling. Certainly couldn't have been my technique because I didn't have that much.
Or your good looks. So what now, I'm assuming you like Pride Fitness. You love Pride Fitness. What do you like about it? What's something you like? What's something that you love about it? What keeps you coming back?
Not to be cliched, but I think the best thing about circuit and about Pride is clearly the people.
Yeah.
You're not judged there. Everybody is on the same playing field, and you don't get the gym rats in there. You don't, because
I like the douchebags.
I did the gym thing for several years. You don't get that, and everybody is just so cool, so nice, so supportive. We put up with the trainer.
Bailey, I know. I hope she isn't listening to this, Al. Hope
right. but people, I like the access. I like the times. I love Saturday morning circuit. It fires you up. I do a workout every morning. I do a yoga and a stretch workout every morning after I wake up.
Can you send me some videos of that? Can you send me a video of your yoga workout?
Yeah, no.
No, you doing it. You do. I want to get a good picture, good video of that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. Well, we'll think about that. But
all right.
But no, the access, but mostly the people and the sweat. I mean, I love the workout. I just love the workout. I love the new place. I absolutely do not miss that back corner of the old Thunderdome.
That back corner in the summertime was like a wood fire kiln. It was like a kiln back there.
It was brutal. We had, I've got a sauna at my house, and that doesn't even compare to the back corner of the old Thunderdome. That was a tough corner. So
I remember there was a thermostat back there, and people were like, oh my gosh, it's whatever degree. So I ended up just taking the batteries out of it and saying it didn't work anymore. People wouldn't know the actual temperature back there.
Yeah, it was fun. It was also interesting after when people started leaving. You know, I always got a kick out of your parking dilemma there at the old Thunderdome, and now you don't have to deal with that anymore, thank God. But that was always kind of funny, especially the people that parked in the back because you had to wait your turn to get out.
Yeah, so blessed with all we had, you know. And talk about parking at the old place; it was just street parked wherever you could find. And man, some people would have to. It was a workout just walking from the car because you'd be parked so far away.
I didn't envy you because you'd have to play the school principal when someone would complain, and you would have to tell someone, "Look, you can't park there." And when you've already told some people, you know, 4 or 5 times, but you know, that's behind us. And now you've got plenty of parking and you got a much nicer place. And, I enjoy it immensely. Now, as far as what I like about the workout itself, you know,
yeah, what's your favorite station? What's your favorite exercise or movement that we do?
Well, I like stretching, period. And I like weight training. I like strength training. And obviously the politically correct thing to say is my favorite station is the one that I'm doing, you know, when I'm doing it. but we all know that during the course of a circuit, a 55 or 60 minute circuit, there are stations that you can take a short blow on, especially with you being far away, so you can't see anyone taking a short blow. But I've developed a sort of a philosophy now that I really, the rope climb challenges me the most. And the old, your old saying is, you know how to make that rope climb easier, you lose 20 pounds, right?
So you know how to make that lighter?
Right. Yeah. Right. So that's kind of my pushing station. And I tell my partner, Mario, who we pretty much hold each other up. He's my boy. I tell him when I can't climb that rope climb anymore, that's when maybe I'll start phasing out. But right now I'm climbing.
Is that a Granite City train I just heard rolling through? What's going on, Doug?
That's my partner wanting to play golf tomorrow.
Retired life. Yeah, I'm gonna put it, so we did a little montage of you. We did a few stations after circuit just to show you. Now, granted, these were after you already did circuit, so we did a little Rocky 80s montage of you training here. You can see your boy Mario, John Torres there supporting you. So I'm gonna bring this up real quick. I love that right there. That pumps me up. Now, that was the first time we've done anything with that sled. And if people don't know, it's a motorized sled where the harder you push, the more it resists you. So that was kind of a shock to you.
It was interesting for sure, because you don't realize how much it's going to take for you to push that sled. And when you start, you think, well, I'll push harder, it gets harder. And both me and Mario tried it, and we're like, oh boy, this will surprise some people. Yeah, it'll literally surprise some people, no doubt about it.
Yeah, we haven't brought it out yet, but the harder you start pushing that thing, the more the motor resists. So right. it makes it tough. First I bring up some comments on here. Mike Anderson says, ow, lots of exclamation points. Leah Watson, her mom works with your wifey, says, I love me some ow. Your boy Mario, John Torres, says, that's my partner. He loves the rope climb. Nadia says, we watched him climb that rope Saturday after circuit. Bravo. And Jennifer Bonner says, love it, stay young. So yeah, you did all that. You climbed the rope after doing 40 some stations. That thing was covered in sweat. You were tired. So man, that made that much harder.
It was fun.
Yeah, that was. Now, one reason we had John, and now you've been very, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, you've been very private about it. It's something I don't think that like you really put out there. You know, some people, you know, kind of put their lives more on Facebook, and you haven't really done that. you know, all these obstacles I showed you doing, all these difficult things I showed you doing in the circuit, you just had a tougher, way tougher battle than that. And so you want to tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind, Al? I think it's very inspiring to people.
Well, sure. It's, yeah, back in, I guess, November of 22, I was at the doctor's office, and guys, see your freaking doctor at least once a year. I can tell you that. And he sent me a message. He does blood work, sent me a message, said my PSA was high. I went in and had another PSA done. It was still high, so he referred me. And long story short, I had a CT scan, and then I had a biopsy, and I was diagnosed with what my urologist called between stage 2 and stage 3 prostate cancer. That was back in, my formal diagnosis came in February. He gave my wife and I our options.
And what were those options, Al?
Well, our options were to have the prostate surgically removed, which the doctor said would just get rid of it, to go through a long stint of radiation, which he said was just took a long time. And then our third option was cryogenic, to freeze the area that was cancerous. My wife Diane and I thought about it for about 5 minutes, and I said, no, I'm 66 years old, get it the hell out of there. Mm-hmm. And get it taken care of. And so in April, after some tests and everything you got to go through in April, I went in and I had surgery at BJC. Great folks. I was in Friday morning at 5:30, and I was out of the hospital at 1:30 the following day. The interesting thing about my situation prior to my surgery was I talked to my urologist, and I said, well, doc, you know, what can I do and what can't I do? I told him, you know, I go to circuit training as often as I can. We do a lot of walking. We do a lot of exercising, my wife and I, a lot of bike riding. And my doctor, my urologist, Dr. Michael Johnson, he said, train like you're training for a marathon, man. He said, just keep rocking and rolling and keep doing what you do. And so that got in my head. And so I try to hit two circuits a week. Last week I hit three. Would have been there last night, but got a little sidetracked. But anyway, so we started doing that and I kept doing the circuit training thing, and then started going to the Y, walking, doing some weight training at the Y. And then I had my surgery April 21st of 23. And that knocked me, that took me out of commission for a couple of months.
It wasn't long. You were back. I remember seeing you come in. I was like, whoa.
Doctor told me, he said, it'll be a good 2 months before you can do anything really active. And, you know, 2 weeks after my surgery, I'm out on my zero turn mower mowing my 4 acres, and that hurt. But, you know, the last thing anyone wants to tell me is that I can't do it, because I'm
right.
I don't accept that kind of a philosophy at all. Never did. So after a couple months, I was walking the day after my surgery. I was walking, and the doctor said, just keep walking, walk as much as you can. And, you know, as is the case with all of these types of situations, I healed up, and I figured, you know, it was time to get back to circuit. And I think I came back sometime late June. My surgery was April 21st, May, June. I came back either late June or maybe early July, and got the traditional and mandatory hug from our trainer, Todd. And,
you only get those on very special occasions. You know that, Al.
And got back into it, and there were some things that I had to take it easy on, mainly the dead weight lift, the trap lift is what you call it.
Trap bar deadlift, yeah.
But you just, like I told Mario, Mario's probably the only one that knew there at Pride when I first started. I think Kathy Allen, who's a very, very dear friend of ours, she also was aware of my situation. And Leah, that's her daughter. She's a great gal. Anyway, so I kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And then a few months ago, I guess I had to have some PSA tests done, and I had a PSA done, and my PSA started going back up, which is not what you want to freaking happen after you've had the surgery that I had. Mm-hmm. So my doctor said, yeah, that's not good. So he referred me to an oncologist at Missouri Baptist, a guy named Dr. Vincent Joe, super duper guy. And they decided that that because of the fact that the cancer that I had was actually on the aggressive side, that that I should go through a stint of radiation. They scheduled me for radiation. Actually, I went down to play golf in Biloxi for a week and then came back, right? You got to have your priorities.
Yeah.
And played golf in Biloxi and got back on a Friday. That following Monday, I went in to see my urologist. And that Tuesday, I started a schedule of radiation treatments at MOBAP. I had to go through 36 treatments, which is why I told you, because the doctor told me that I could very conceivably have some side effects to the radiation. The main one being fatigue, and some other side effects. And so I started going through the radiation. This was kind of funny. I started going through the radiation, and I told you about it because I didn't want something to happen and then you not know that, hey, you know, this guy's going through radiation and maybe he needs to back off a little bit. And so I kept going to circuit as often as possible. And I was doing my radiations every morning at about 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, 45 minute drive over, 15 minute radiation, 45 minute drive back. That got old fast, but then it's the way it goes. You got to do what you got to do, right? Right. But, after a couple of weeks, you know, I saw the doctor and I was like, you know, doc, I said, my philosophy is the one way to attack fatigue. There's two ways to attack fatigue, right? Sleep or exercise. So I told my doctor, I said, you know, I'm still doing the circuit training. I'm still doing the YMCA, still walking, still riding my bike, still doing all my yard work. And he was like, you know, I didn't say you were definitely going to have these side effects. He said, but keep doing what you're doing. And so we got to, it was kind of funny because we got to last, not this past Tuesday, yesterday, but the Tuesday before last. And I asked the doctor again, I said, you know, I feel strong. I feel good. And he actually said, well, the fact that you're in good condition. I mean, we could all stand to lose, you know, 20 pounds, right? But he says, you're in good condition. He said, you move, you exercise, you're out there, you know, doing the things that you love to do. And he told me, he said, most of the guys that I treat aren't as healthy and they aren't in the condition you're in. And so I attribute a lot of that to my circuit training, to Pride. Just being able to, you know, get up in the morning and attack the day, especially these last 2 months, the way we did, because they're not fun. I can tell anybody listening, the treatments aren't fun. But you got to do what you got to do again. And so last Tuesday, the doctor called me something that I've never been called before in my life.
Uh-oh.
He said I was his A student. And my mom, God rest her soul, finally heard it for the first time. You know, but and then and Diane's been really good with me. She's my wife. She's also been addressing some other issues with her son. He's having some health issues, but he's going to get past those as well. But Diane's been kind of juggling two balls up in the air, you know, me doing what I do and then her son having to do some of the things he's got to do. She was over there with me yesterday for my final treatment. And all the people over there were very happy. And, you know, I walked in the door and the girls up at the front desk were like, there he is, there he is. He's, you know, and got done with the treatment and got to ring the bell, man. Got to ring the bell. That's very cool. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize how much that affects the people. My friend, my pride friend, JP Wilmoth, got to ring the bell. I'm looking forward to seeing him back as soon as possible.
So am I. I can't. Former workhorse of winter, JP. Yeah. I can't wait to see him get back.
Yeah, good dude. I've told Diane, and I've told you, and I've told Haley. I don't know if I've told Haley, but I've told some of the folks that I think the one of the things that really got me through this whole situation was going to Pride and seeing everybody and just, you know, hitting it hard and keeping healthy. You got to, you know, I'm 66. You got to stay healthy. I'm going to tell everybody listening and I'll tell every dude out there, see your doctor on a regular basis. I see Corey Stasi. You know Corey.
Oh, it's my boy, Corey.
I see Corey Stasi once a month. And when I told him about my situation, I mean, his first question to me was, how did you know? And I said, well, I wouldn't have known. I had no symptoms. Mm-hmm. I felt like I feel. And I said, the only way I knew was that my doctor does regular blood work on me and he found my PSA was high. And Corey mentioned, he said, you don't know how many guys I know that just won't go to the doctor for any reason. And that's just downright stupid. I mean, these guys go to school to learn all this stuff about your medical health and your condition for a reason. And, you know, I told Corey, had it not been for my doctor running these tests, this could have gotten to a stage 4 situation and then it's bad, you know? So I was, you know, thank the Lord, praise Jesus and everything. He found it fast enough to where I was able to attack it. And like my sister Cindy used to say, treat it and beat it. And doctor told me yesterday, he says, well, he says, you know, I'll see you in a month. And he said, and then we might take a look in another couple of years. So I sort of said tongue in cheek. So you're telling me I at least have 2 more years, huh, doc? So you're probably gonna have to put up with me for a couple more years, Toster.
Now how many treatments did you have, Al?
Radiation? 36 treatments.
How much? I'm sorry.
36. I was over there 36 times for my treatments. And you know, the only thing you had to make sure of is that you were empty before the treatments, and you had to drink 16 ounces of water right before the treatment. So I didn't really get to eat anything or drink anything but 16 ounces of water until after my treatment was over. So my routine would be to get over to MoBAP, have my treatment, come back out to my truck, drink a protein shake and eat a banana and then hit the road, because that was my brunch every day for 2 months. And again, you know, a lot of support from my wife, Diane. She's just a star. And I can't say.
She was mothering you about coming back to doing circuit while going through this too. She was a little concerned about it, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was a little concerned. You know, don't go too hard. Take it easy. She still doesn't like me climbing the rope. so if she sees this, she won't like seeing me climb the rope. But you know, climbing the rope is just something I've got in the back of my head now that, you know, The first time I climbed the rope was the last time we had circuit at the Thunderdome, at the old Thunderdome.
Uh-huh.
And you weren't there. So you didn't get to see me climb the rope the first time, but you've seen me climb the rope plenty of times after
that. I've seen it a lot now. You know, and I love watching it every time. You know, I super appreciate you coming. I mean, most people, you know, you're friends with so many people here at Circuit, and so many haven't known like what you're going through while you're doing all that stuff. I mean, I'm assuming you had days where you do radiation in the morning. Will you come to Circuit at night?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. You know, if Circuit isn't hard enough, if radiation isn't hard enough, I mean, doing it all in one day, you know, but you got to take that a little bit from your upbringing, from the Granite City blue collar hardworking mentality, and also just that wrestling mentality, man. What's they said? Once you wrestle, everything else in life is easy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Very yeah. true.
And you know, another thing about you went through, you know, you're coming here doing circuit while going through the radiation, like. You know, people aren't seeing you struggle, but you're still your old happy, you know, old Uncle Al. You know what I'm saying? You're still coming with that smile on your face, happy to be there with your Thunderdome T-shirt on, or your KC95 hat on.
Yeah, but
you know
yeah.
what? People right here. Know you're going through that yeah. because you still had that just that great upbeat attitude and smile on your face,
radio, baby.
You know, so we that's I always and you said it and I say it on here. You know, what makes Pride great is just the people that come to it. And, you know, you're freaking one of those people. And I super appreciate that, brother.
Well, and the one thing I'm really looking forward to that I haven't been able to participate in yet for a number of reasons, because we travel a lot.
Since you retired, you're going all over the place.
We're going all over the place. But so we're home for a while and I'm already checking on because I got me a T-shirt for Kindly Savage guys, and that next one is going to be May 11th.
Yeah.
So
can't wait. It's dude, I can't wait for you to experience it now. It's something to behold. So
yeah, and that's something that's very cool. I think the world of Justin, who is your boss when you're
executive director memberships here at Pride Fitness. Great, Justin Beast Man.
Great man, great young man. And you talk about someone who has a smile on his face, so does he. And if you can just be a little bit like Justin and smile more often and accept people for what they are, then this whole world would be a much, much better place, I think.
Well said. That kid has taught me way more than I will ever have taught him. So, Al, I super appreciate you coming on here. I appreciate you just being around here so many years and just always supportive of everybody here, the smile on your face, bringing the intensity every time. And I thank you for coming. I know you've been private about your situation, but I think it's a great thing for people to hear and, you know, just kind of inspire them. So I appreciate you. I appreciate Diane. So thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate you. Keep doing great things, my man.
I will see you Thursday at 6.
I'll see you Thursday, brother. Anyway, this has been the Eat, Slay, Live Daily Grow with myself, Todd Locks. Thank you for growing with us and slay on.